On Tuesday, the Minister for Housing, James Brown, told Rachel on the News at One that Brendan McDonagh, currently the chief executive of NAMA on a salary of €430,000 a year, was his preferred candidate to head up a new housing activation office, which would, to quote the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, break down silos and drive delivery of housing. Yesterday, Fine Gael Minister Peter Burke told us that his appointment had not been approved by Cabinet. Last night, James Brown said that in light of the controversy that has arisen about the role he, Brendan McDonagh, has withdrawn himself from consideration. House prices and rents are continuing to rise above inflation. The government missed its overall housing target for last year, and recently the rate of houses finished per month is falling. Christopher O'Sullivan is Minister of State at the Department of Housing with responsibility for nature, heritage and biodiversity. He's a Fianna Fáil TD for Cork South West. Christopher O'Sullivan, good morning. Thanks for taking our call today.
No problem, Gavin.
We did look for the Minister of Housing, James Brown, to speak to us, but he wasn't available. At what point was it realised that appointing a man on a salary of €430,000 to head up a housing quango was a bad idea?
Well, firstly, I think, look, at no point, and I think this was stated repeatedly at leaders' questions, both by the Minister and by the Taoiseach, that there was never any agreement in terms of salary and what salary would be paid. You're right in terms of that someone had been identified and someone had been approached, someone who was now not decided to take up that position. And I think that's the important thing, though. The important thing that is that we move on. This is an incredibly important job of work. The Housing Activation Unit is going to be a very important group that will help remove a lot of those silos, a lot of those
and
barriers.
And we'll move on to that job in a moment, but just to go back, just to go back to the
that we focus on who we appoint.
And we will in just a moment, but to go back to the appointment or the failed appointment, it was clear during the week that there was a lot of discomfort within Fine Gael in particular, and amongst some in your own party too. At what point was it considered a bad idea?
I think the idea of appointing someone to head up a unit that would activate housing and increase housing numbers is never a bad idea. I think the whole concept of the unit and that work
but
is going to be incredibly important.
To appoint the preferred candidate of the Minister for Housing, James Brown, your line boss of Brendan McDonagh on €430,000, at what point was that considered a bad idea?
An approach was made to Brendan McDonagh, as the Minister has already said. That person has now indicated that he will not be taking the role. So we can focus on that, and we can focus on the past, and or we can focus on the really important job, and that is the future.
Okay.
I mean, there's lots of capable people out there with abilities, with skills, either from the private sector or within the civil service, who will be capable of doing this job. And we will find someone. The search will go on, but we will find someone. We will appoint someone. And this activation unit will get up and running, and we will see a turnaround in terms of activation of site, which is, I think, the fundamental thing that we need to focus on here.
Record homelessness reported on Friday. Missed targets on social and affordable homes reported last week, and continuing falling monthly housing completions reported 2 weeks ago. Rents keep rising. House prices keep rising. How is this agency going to help?
Yep, it's you've identified there, I suppose, the scale of the work in front of them. Now, we do, look, we have delivered 130,000 homes since the last government was formed, and we do see encouraging numbers in terms of Q1 figures for this year, in terms of completions, we're seeing positive figures. And also vacancy grants is a really positive story. €112 million paid down to bring about 2,000 homes back into vacancy. But we realise there's an issue, and look, I'm working very closely with James Brown. We have a really good working relationship, and I know that James is spending every waking minute trying to figure out ways and methods.
How is this agency going to help?
Absolutely decrease homelessness is number one, but increase home affordability and increase home supply. This is going to help in that there are so many, look, something that is repeatedly stated by both the Minister and the Taoiseach is that we need to pull every single lever across government, across every department, to ensure that these sites are activated and that housing supply is increased, whether that's through delivery of infrastructure, whether it's enabling Uisce Éireann in terms of providing wastewater infrastructure, or whether it's legislative
barriers. If the problems have been identified, Christopher O'Sullivan, but how is this agency going to help? The Housing Commission recommended a Housing Delivery Oversight Executive with emergency powers underpinned by laws with people currently involved in delivering infrastructure and housing. How did that become a Housing Activation Office with no powers, no clarity, with a banker as a preferred CEO told only to kick down doors and no clarity on how it's going to do that?
Gavin, I actually think this very much mirrors what the Housing Commission has been asking for. They sought very much, whatever you want to call it, we're calling it a housing activation unit, but they sought a body like this that would get into the weeds. In other words, whoever heads up this housing activation unit would wake up every morning, essentially with almost building gloves on, trying to get boots on the ground, get into the weeds of all the issues
How?
That are
with
preventing
what powers?
And this is where we back up the policy. In fairness, in the first 2.5 months of Minister Brown's role, we've just passed the National Planning Framework. This is a framework that will identify the need for investment in infrastructure, the need for investment in our
What powers would the agency have? Because at the moment, the only stories that we've heard about the agency is over the appointment of its CEO, which has frankly been a bit of a mess. What powers is it going to have?
The Housing Activation Unit will have the ability and the powers to go cross-departmental, get into each government department and area so that any impediments to housing can be removed, whether that's through identifying areas of infrastructure, whether it's roads, transport, Ishka Éireann, or whether
there are
policy...
How would the office solve, for example, a lack of capacity in water and electricity? How would it solve a delay in the planning system? How would it solve problems for developers with access to money and land? All of those require legislation, policy and budgets, which are all in the power of the minister.
Through both cabinet and the sub and the cabinet subcommittee on housing, the exact remit, powers, and how the housing activation unit will work when the new the head of the unit is appointed, all of that will be worked out. But essentially, what it will do, Gavin, I think this has been quite well explained by the minister, is that it will identify what's impeding development.
Has that not all been identified by the housing commission and the multitude of reports submitted to the government over recent years?
It has, and it's about implementing a lot of the recommendations from the Housing Commission. It's about implementing a lot of the recommendations that have already been made by the Housing Department and by the Minister. And it's about basically an absolute dedicated unit to ramping up housing supply. And that is the key here.
Is that not the job of the Minister?
If we're to reduce homeless figures, if we're to increase supply, if we're to increase affordability, it's supply is the key issue here. And that is the exact role of the Housing Activation Unit, which is a good thing. And I think it has to be welcomed. And the search will go on for the appointment of a head of this unit, and when that job is done, we can crack on, and we've other work to do. The county development plans will be opened up again, and that's
How will that search be continued? Will the job be advertised, or will it be at the appointment of the minister?
Certainly, and look, as I said, I don't sit on the housing subcommittee, but I imagine you will have there'll be a job description and there'll be a salary range, and I think that will all have to be agreed.
So it'll be advertised,
if the,
yes.
If the minister, or if the minister, the Taoiseach and the Tánaiste, and this will be done cross party with all party agreement, if they identify someone, I don't think there's anything wrong if someone who they feel is capable and has the skills and the remit of doing that job is approached. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But we will find someone. Someone will be identified, and we can focus on the job of work which is ahead of us. And I think that is key here. We can focus on what's happened. We can dwell on certain individuals who have decided that they won't take up the role. I don't think that's helpful. I don't think that's going to build one single house. I think the job now is to focus on who will take up that role and letting the Housing Activation Unit get on with the job of increasing housing supply.
Christopher O'Sullivan, Minister of State of the Department of Housing, thank you.